Good morning, everyone. We are at 7 o'clock, and we generally have an intro, but unfortunately, today, we are going live. And this is Elaine LaRoche. I'd like to welcome you to a live edition of Out and About with Elaine. And I'd like to also thank Mike Catanzaro to keep me on track and screen our calls and get us going in the morning. So good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good, Elaine. How are you?
It feels good. Yeah, it feels good to be back. I know there's been a lot of things going on in the last couple of weeks where it's just been really crazy with the wedding in Virginia and California last week. And then it was, it's just been a lot of things happening and everything. But I'm here live. Our number is 508-222-1320. And I do want to mention two things that I just discovered. And one of them is the Attleboro, we have that winter parking ban, so there's no parking on public ways anymore starting December 1st all the way through March. I can't believe I'm saying December, but yeah, this Thursday, December 1st already. It's crazy. So no parking on streets.
I got good news. In Providence, you can park in the streets for free.
Yes, I know.
Till
I heard
January.
That. Isn't that awesome? That is really great. But also, too, this is the season, the time where people are desperate. And when I went to Cumberland Farms on County Square, they got robbed last night. And I'm scooping the Sun Chronicle on this one. I talked to the young clerk behind the counter, but at midnight,
That's sad.
Was somebody came in with a gun at night, and they held him up, and they took money out of the cash register, which shook him up really bad. And I said to them, "Are you all right?" And he says, "Well, I hope I don't lose my job over that." I said, "Look, I said, if you have a company that is more interested and concerned about, you know, their profits over your safety, employee safety, they shouldn't be working here anyway." But I said, you know, just be careful, just be aware. So the police are going to start patrolling more and more. But when I went over to Honeydew, I just gave them a heads up too. And that's what I said to them. I said, "Girls," I said, "you're alone here pretty much in the night." I said, "just be careful, just be aware that this is what's happened." So, that was really shaking up everybody. But hey, we survived Thanksgiving. Black Friday was yesterday. And I have to say, I thought, you know, every single year for the last, 20 years, I go up to the Rentham outlets the day before Thanksgiving. Why? Because there's nobody in the parking lots and I can zip in, get some Christmas presents. There's three specific stores that I go to and zip right back out. So I did the same thing this year. Well, everybody, it seems like in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, were up there because it was packed. It was so crowded. And people were gathering in to get all those great sales. And I have to say, I really lucked out really, really well. And when I got up to the counter, they announced not only 60% off, but an additional 20% off, too, because it was a pre-Thanksgiving Day sale, which was unbelievable. So just be aware, you know, the Rentham Police Department's warning, you know, about the heavy traffic madness, and drivers should be expecting major congestion near the Rentham outlets this whole weekend. And I say, you know what, go in, go out at off days. I think Mondays are the better days instead of the weekends. But it's all kicked off on Friday. Everybody was gathering up their sales and everything, waiting for hours to come in and trying to get those great sales. So just be aware, you know, that anticipate heavy traffic on Route 1A into the Rentham area. So, you know, I know that you're looking for good deals, trying to bring, you know, your money there and trying to get those great sales for Christmas presents and that, but just be aware you're going to be standing in long, long, long lines. But, you know, some people like myself, too, now that I've got my basic stuff, and I'll ask you, too, what kind of shopper are you? Do you start in January? Do you shop in the summer or fall? Are you an in-store shopper where you have to touch and feel the items before you buy? Or you, like many people, are switching over to, like, online shopping. I know, like, in my company, we have Amazon Prime. So we can always go and order things from Amazon. And they say that this weekend is going to be the heaviest for them. We're going to keep them very, very super busy. So just be aware that if you are a mall shopper and you go to the Emerald Square, if you go to Wrentham, Warwick Mall, anywhere, expect long lines. And also the big box stores like Walmart and Best Buy. And, yeah, so 'tis the season, folks. 'Tis the season, that's for sure. So I did want to, before I go into the lottery and the football scores, it's always fun to see Santa Claus is coming to town. And, of course, we have in North Attleboro and Mansfield two parades this Sunday that I want to mention real quick to you. So, yeah, Downtown Associates of North Attleboro is having their 61st annual parade scheduled at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So there's going to be a lot of different people coming in. There's going to be a third generation. Listen to this. Charlie Legg is the Grand Marshal this year. He's a third generation. His family lived in the same house on Mount Hope Street for the past 95 years. Imagine that. So they nominated him and elected him to be the Grand Marshal. And he served one term as the town park commissioner and spent many years working with the as a tree warden in the 1950s and 60s. So he'll be serving as a Grand Marshal. So North Attleboro Parade Sunday at 3 p.m. and expect Santa Claus to arrive. And if you live closer to Mansfield, there's a parade also in Mansfield on Sunday. And the parade starts at 3 p.m. and it's going to be starting, let's see, after the parade at 3 p.m., the Mansfield Park and Recreation Department will host their annual Christmas tree lighting at 4 p.m. on the South Common. And Santa Claus and his elves will be arriving and serving free coffee and hot chocolate while supplies last. So make sure you see Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they're scheduled to make their holiday entrance at 4 p.m. on South Common. So that's really wonderful. That's what it's all about. I think it's just really great. So listen, before we get into all the outs and abouts, I just wanted to mention the lottery. So if you played the lottery, I want to wish you the best of luck, and I'll give you my P.O. box if you win so we can share in that wealth. Mass daily number is 7641. Rhode Island daily number is 0699. Mass cash, 7 14. 20, 25, 27, Mega Millions, 44, 47, 49, 69, 75, Mega Plier is 3 and the Mega Ball is 10. Oh my God. I don't know anybody that has won this. This is just so darn hard. And of course, football. In North Attleboro, I mean, I went to a lot of the games when my kids were in high school. North Attleboro, 141, Attleboro 13. Yikes. And that is a big deal. I'll say that again. North Attleboro, 141, Attleboro only got 13. Mansfield, 135 over Foxborough, 35-14. Norton, 40. Bellingham only got 24, so Norton won. Bishop Feehan won, yay, 34 over Bishop Stang, 12. Yikes. But listen to this slaughter, as Paul Healy would say. King Philip, 43 over Franklin. He only got 7. Yikes. Seekonk, 34 over Dighton. Rehoboth, 28. So 34-28. Tri-County won over Old Colony, 34-26. Wow. Yikes. I can't believe that somebody would only get, listen, I'm sorry, King Philip, but 43, great job. And Franklin fell asleep, only got one touchdown. Yikes. That's really bad. I'm sorry. It is. It's really bad. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. I've been away for a little bit, but now I'm back and we have all these shows, these wonderful shows in the whole. The end of this is the last show of November, and then next week we'll start our December. I can't believe I'm saying the December, but it is coming up. So if you're out and about today or tomorrow and you want to see some great movies, the top 10 I will give you real quick before we take our first break. Actually, I'll give you, I mean, this is amazing. In 2 weeks, this movie made $74.4 million, and I don't even know what it's all about. And it's called The Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them. The second, let's see, in number two comes Doctor Strange with $17 million. The Troll Movie, $17.4 million. Arrival, Almost Christmas is number five. Hackensaw Bridge is number six. The Edge of 17, it came in at number seven. Bleed for This, I'll talk to you about that in just a second. It came in number eight, but it just started. It just opened last weekend. The Accountant with Ben Affleck is number nine, and Shut-In is number 10. Bleed for This is the Vinnie Pazienza movie that is was shot in and around Providence, and a few of us, actually, you could actually have been an extra in this movie. They were looking for folks, but on that day, I was doing something else, but three other people in my office went to do that. They just didn't have enough, and there's a whole big thing behind the scenes of Bleed for This, but it's getting a lot of great reviews, which is fantastic, and Vinnie Pazienza is in our backyard. He's a hometown hero there, so if you get a chance to see it, it's a, you know, it's a kind of overcast kind of a day. I haven't been out because I only got up at 5:30. But when I came in, it was dark and it was overcast and it was raining. So maybe it might be a good day to take a movie in this afternoon or this evening. So, you know, check it out. It's always good to check that out. And with everything else going on in the area, it's just, yeah, it's time to do that. Get out and about and do some things today. I think it's a great shopping day no matter what you do and where you go. And but if you're not into that, here's something. I know we've only got a couple of more minutes, but I do want to talk about something unique. I know that we all like to drink wine. Okay, I like to drink wine. There is a really cute little winery in Rhode Island that you should check out. And it was founded in 1975, and that's the Saconic Vineyard. And it rests on 150 acres, 30, which has produced some of the most award-winning wines in four decades. So they've been making wine for over 40 years. And the owners of Alex and Annie, Caroline, bought the Saconic Vineyard recently. And it is just one of the nice little gems that you should check it out. And they're located on West Main Road in Little Compton. And they have tasting rooms that are open from 11 to 5. And that might be something fun to do. But I came across this thing in the summertime on Thursdays. They have wine and jazz. And how did I not know about this? But I did find out. A mention from Donna to a friend of mine suggested it would be a lot of fun to do. So this is something I would definitely be on top of when their new schedule comes out this spring. But, you know, anytime is a lot of fun to go to a winery. It's really a lot of fun. And you have so many different varieties there from reds and whites and Merlots and everything. So check it out. And I did call Sakana to have them come on, but they want to come on later because they said that it would be better to announce all their brunches. And they even have a Sunday jazz series, too. And it's every Sunday from 1 to 4, but it starts in the summertime. So rest assured, I will definitely be talking to them and asking them what's out and about with them. And then we can promote them, too, and maybe do a wine tour down there. Wouldn't that be fun? So anyway, I hope that you are doing well. And, I actually wanted to tell you something real quick, too, something really great that Mike doesn't even know. I mean, of all places, Stop and Shop, I ran into Mayor Dumas. And I talked to him about coming on our show, and I told him, he asked me what the format was, and I explained to him what it was, and he said that he would be very happy to come on and talk to us about what's happening in Attleboro, and I thought this is really, really great. And I did want to mention, too, and we'll have him on in December at some point, and we'll definitely promote it beforehand. So I do have his contact information, but I did want to reach out to Tony Viveris. He did call me back, and he's doing much better. And we want to send him good well wishes and get well soon, Tony. And because he used to come on our show all the time and ran into a little bit of health issues, but he is doing much better, which is awesome. So anyway, you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Donna,
Popular historian and speaker Dr. Gary Highlander will be back this December at Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro for a three-part series on John Marshall and the Supreme Court. The series will take place on three consecutive Thursdays, December 1st, 8th, and 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. Justice John Marshall was the longest-serving Chief Justice and a member of the court for over 30 years. Many of his decisions are still having an effect today. Dr. Highlander's talks are popular and fill up fast, so register early. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
The Beard Gap.
Popular historian and speaker Dr. Gary Highlander will be back this December at Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro for a three-part series on John Marshall and the Supreme Court. The series will take place on three consecutive Thursdays, December 1st, 8th, and 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. Justice John Marshall was the longest-serving Chief Justice and a member of the court for over 30 years. Many of his decisions are still having an effect today. Dr. Highlander's talks are popular and fill up fast, so register early. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
The Beard Gallery at Wheaton College will exhibit Allison Bianco, Atlantic Time, from December 1st to February 22nd. Allison Bianco is a printmaker who mines her experiences on New England waterways to create a series of vibrant, evocative prints that speak about nostalgia. Wheaton will host a gallery opening and reception on Thursday, December 1st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. in the Haas Concourse and Lobby in the Watson Fine Arts Building. For more information about the exhibition, visit wheatoncollege.edu/gallery. Sturdy Memorial Hospital will be holding a blood drive in partnership with the Rhode Island Blood Center on Thursday, December 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the hospital auditorium. Each donation you make can treat up to three people and will help alleviate the region's seasonal blood shortage. Donating regularly is something we can do to ensure blood is always available the instant it is needed. To schedule an appointment for the Sturdy Memorial Blood Drive, call 508-236-8555 or visit sturdymemorial.org.
The Attleboro Arts Museum is showing its annual members exhibition from December 9th to February 2nd with an opening reception on December 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. Over 350 works of art by the museum's member artists will be exhibited in the Altmar Gallery. Guest juror Judith Klein of Judith Klein Art Gallery in New Bedford will judge the work and award outstanding artists at the opening reception. The reception and the entire run of the exhibit is free and open to the public. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRocha. Number is 508-222-1320. There is a very long line, or there was on Friday, going to La Salette Shrine. Have you ever been there? I know we did a live remote 3 years ago, almost 4 years. Goodness, that we've been on the air. The Christmas lighting is always a wonderful holiday event. They have over 300,000 lights, and it always is a huge hit for everybody that comes, and they have a live nativity scene as well, and it's just a really great fun thing. And now I know it was overcast and the rain was just coming down really fast and everything, and there weren't that many people, but now I hope that you'll be able to go out and everything. So I know that they had turned the lights on, and there was a lot of news media hear about it, but it's something that you can take to, I always like to try to give you something to do for family, because I know as young families, you don't have a lot of money, and it's always good to find some really fun, free things, and I'm telling you right now that this is one of the best that's in the area, and it's always a lot of fun. So, it's called the Festival of Light and on La Salette, and it runs every day from now until it's 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., right through January 1st. This is amazing. I didn't realize that it was going all through January. So that's really great. January 1st, I should say. So if you have a chance, if you haven't seen it, I believe it's not only 300. I think it's 500,000, half a million lights. They get better and better and better. So actually, at the Stadium Theater, Santa and Company comes to Rhode Island. It's a Christmas spectacular at 7:30 p.m. today, and it's a family fun. It's family friendly event, and it features, oh my goodness, it has all kinds of dancing and live orchestra, music, singers, and it's just really a really fun time. Tickets for admission are $20, and it's just really a fun event. So if you want to see Santa and Company, go to the Stadium Theater tonight at 7:30, or for a free event, La Salette Shrine is right in our backyard. So, and then I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas opens on Wednesday the 30th and runs through December 24th at the Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. So this is really cool, too. Well, you could probably go online and rent it for free, but I'm just giving you this opportunity to, like, to see it on a large screen. There are so many wonderful, wonderful plays, and one of them is the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol, of course. It runs through December 31st at the Trinity Repertory Company, and they change it out every single year. So this, if you've seen it last year or the year before, they have a different spin on it every single year to keep it nice and fresh. But also, in our own backyard, the best Christmas pageant ever runs now until December 2nd. The best Christmas pageant ever runs from December 2nd to the 18th at the Attleboro Community Theater, and that's at the Bates Masonic Lodge, located at 71 North Main Street. This is really a really fun little community theater. I've seen some plays there. It's a small theater, but, I mean, it makes it more intimate. And the characters and actors are just so superb. And it's right in our backyard. So you want to check that out as well. And if you're going up to Woonsocket, the Stadium Theater from December 2nd to the 11th has a Christmas Carol play. And for information on times, which they don't give us, you can call the theater. It's the Stadium Theater at 401-702-4545. Or you can go www.stadiumtheater.com. Yes, my goodness. I'd rather call. Actually, if you go into Google, you can find anything and everybody. So I would suggest that too. But this is really a great time to see some wonderful events and going out. And also, too, one of the biggest craft festivals ever. And yes, I know. But I like going to these craft fairs. And you ask me why? It's because you can buy some really great, awesome things for your family and friends that you won't see any place else, because there's nothing better than either making a present yourself or finding something that is really unique to give to your family members and friends. So today, from 9 a.m. to 4, they have handcrafted gifts by local artists. There's free parking, and part of the proceeds benefits Rhode Island Charities. Admission's just $3, and they're asking you to bring a non-perishable food item, and you will receive $1 off admission. And all food is donated to the Rhode Island Food Bank. And we have to make sure we take care of folks that are in need this time of year, especially this time of year. So, Mike, let me ask you this. What kind of, when you're shopping for Christmas presents and things, what kind of presents mean more to you? Or what do you look for when you go out and buy Christmas presents? Is it things that you buy from a store? Is it something that you buy from online? Is it something that you'd look for at a craft fair?
I look for what a person, you know, sometimes you look at an item and you could say, that speaks to me, that reminds me of that particular person. Mm-hmm. You'd buy a gift, you know, with that person in mind because you're buying it for them. And you know what their likes are, you know what their interests are, you know what they, you know, like if they're wearing a piece of clothing, you know what would look good on them, you know what their favorite color is or whatever. That's how I shop. It's a kind of like an emotional thing. If I see that, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of that person. Mm-hmm. Or that, you know, that speaks to me about that. And it doesn't matter whether it's in a store or online or, you know, arts and crafts fair or bazaar or, you know, if I see something like that, a lot of times, too, in the past, we've also made gifts. My wife makes sugar scrubs. She did that for my mom one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's a fantastic gift because that's homemade. Not only personal, but it's homemade. And, yeah.
Homemade gift goes a little bit further because it shows that you put a lot of time and effort into thinking about that person as you're making that particular gift.
Oh, yeah. And I think that every time they use it, they think of that person.
Like my mother-in-law used to make me a lot of knitted hats and scarves and gloves. And I cherished those because, all the work and care that went into putting and fabricating that particular gift together means a lot.
Yeah, I agree too. And I think that everybody that has received something like that can really appreciate the time and effort that it takes to go into that sort of thing.
You know what today is, right? Today is National Shop Local Day.
Ah, yes. Well, you know what? That's even better because folks, you know, always buy local, they say. But I heard the advertisement, if you buy just 10% of your normal buying habits, just 10% will help boost our local economy for the local shopkeepers, I should say, which is a lost art. I mean, let's think about this. Most people like to go online. They like to, shop at the big stores, or not even that. I mean, I think that a lot of times too, people like to, impulse buy online and everything, especially when you're getting hit with all these emails and saying, hey, you know, buy one, get one free type of thing. It's just really crazy. But, it's really crazy. You know what? Some other things, family events, because I like to do that too. I always like to watch, like, around the holidays, let me ask you this. What is your favorite Christmas story to watch, if you have one or two?
Oh, that's a tough one because there's so many of them that are good. If you like to get nostalgia and get back into your childhood again, I go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, wow.
Because you remember that? Remember that little show? It's like a little claymation or puppamation from the 60s and the Abominable Snowman and all that.
Oh, my God.
It just takes me back to when I, the real cool times back when I was a kid. And then I guess, I like the Christmas story a lot because there's a lot of meaning to that. So many of us are just caught up in the hustle and bustle and just the stress and the things of life that during this time of the year, we truly forget the true meaning of what this whole thing is about. And I think that particular play, or whether you see it in a play form or a movie or on TV, it kind of puts you right back in the perspective of what we're supposed to be about is loving and caring and taking care of one another.
Well said. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. That's great. I kind of like do the comedic ones, like A Christmas Story with Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, I like that. Matter of fact, the kid looks like me when I was a kid, except I had black hair.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Did you have a Red Ryder glasses? Did you have a Red Ryder BB gun?
No, that wasn't one of my things I wanted. I always was into like toy trains or... I remember back when I was a kid, in Christmas of 1976, my father got me a Space 1999 spaceship. Remember that TV show?
Wow.
And then, of course, I was playing with it in the backyard in the spring and summertime, and I left it in the yard, and my mother called me upstairs for lunch, and my father came home early, and he accidentally ran it over. And you look online now, some of the toys that you used to have when you were a kid, and you're like, man, I wish I had that still.
No, I hear you. Oh, my God. I know, especially with the Star Wars things. I think I have one Luke Skywalker, the original little character. And for many years when my boys were in college, because they had all the Star Wars things, the fighters, the Darth Vaders, all the characters, every single thing, even a Darth Vader carrying case, for God's sakes. And when they went off to college, they took it all. But I found Luke Skywalker, and I used to put it in the tree. It was a special gift, so whoever found it in the tree, they would get an extra gift of some silly thing.
Now, here's the thing. You remember the Fisher-Price Little People?
Yeah.
They just got indicted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Last
couple of weeks. I remember those things were thrown all over my house
when
I was a kid. And now I'm looking at them, and some of them are worth money. They even have collector's clubs.
Oh, my God. You can collect anything. Anyway, folks, we are just chatting about our childhood memories and favorite movies and want to welcome you to our show. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Jim Corbin's going to be talking to us about what's happening with the weather. Oh, darling.
Clean out your closet and share the warmth. Duffy Pool Funeral Home is conducting their second annual coat drive from November 1st through December 16th. Donations of new or gently used coats can be dropped off 7 days a week at Duffy Pool Funeral Home's Winter Coat Bin, located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro. All donated winter coats will be given out at the St. Joseph's Food Cellar the week of December 20th through the 30th to families in need this winter. Sturdy Memorial Hospital will be holding a blood drive in partnership with the Rhode Island Blood Center on Thursday, December 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the hospital auditorium. Each donation you make can treat up to 3 people and will help alleviate the region's seasonal blood shortage. Donating regularly is something we can do to ensure blood is always available the instant it is needed. To schedule an appointment for the Sturdy Memorial Blood Drive, call 508-236-8555 or visit sturdymemorial.org.
The Attleboro Arts Museum is showing its annual members exhibition from December 9th to February 2nd with an opening reception on December 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. Over 350 works of art by the museum's member artists will be exhibited in the Altmar Gallery. Guest juror Judith Klein of Judith Klein Art Gallery in New Bedford will judge the work and award outstanding artists at the opening reception. The reception and the entire run of the exhibit is free and open to the public. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Chaminade Music Club will be having a pipe organ concert at the Murray Universalist Church on February 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. The concert will feature several musicians, including organists Janice Waterman and David Burnham, soprano Sarah Michael Smith, and baritone Gary Thies. Organists will be playing Murray Universalist Church's 1882 Hook and Hastings pipe organ. This concert is free and open to the public and will be followed by a reception. For more information about this concert and future Chaminade Music Club performances, visit chaminademusicclub.org. Popular.
Everyone, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We were talking about what's going on in the area and what are some of the fun things that you can do with your family and friends, and there are so much more. And, of course, the holiday fairs. And what holiday wouldn't be around Christmas time, I guess you should say, to get into the Christmas spirit is the Polar Express train ride. And that is going to be running through till December 23rd. And the depot is at in Woonsocket. It's a 3-hour event, a 90-minute train excursion with Santa Claus. And they have cookies and gifts and singing Christmas songs and reading the Polar Express. So that's really cool, something to do for your family. That would be really, really interesting. Of course, if there's wine in the title or jazz, I got to read it, guys. So bear with me here. Wine, Women, and Jewelry, oh my God, December 1st, that's Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Stadium Theater. They're going to have a fundraising event to support the Stadium Theater. Tickets are $30 for this 21-plus event. And, this wine sampling, great food, and, of course, jewelry. And Cirque Dreams Holidays is a new Cirque du Soleil event, and that's coming December 9th. To the 11th at the Schubert Theater in Boston. Well, if you want to go up there, that's pretty cool. I think you could go up there, and that would be really awesome. Also, if you're into going to Newport, darling, Christmas at the Newport Mansions are starting today, going through January 2nd, and they're opening up the mansions such as the Breakers, the Elms, Marble House. It's all going to be such a beautiful event, but you can see all these three mansions for $30, and children are only $9, so that's pretty cool. So you can check that out in Newport if that's what you're into and looking at those wonderful decorations none of us can afford. Anyway, online now, we've got to figure out what's going on with this weather. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
All right, Elaine.
It's good to hear you. Yes.
How you doing? All right?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with a lot of things happening.
Yeah, a lot happening, and I guess you've been, as you've been saying, doing already a lot of shopping, right?
I am almost done. I'm 90% done.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? 4 weeks from today is
Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve, yes. Yes.
Christmas Eve is the 24th of Saturday, and Christmas Day is obviously the 25th of Sunday this year. So Christmas is on the weekend this time around. But, boy, I'll tell you, we've had finally a stretch of typical November weather with a lot of clouds. We've been living a good life overall the last few weeks, even into late October, where we've had a higher-than-average dose of sunshine. But today is going to be another day of clouds. So if you have shopping plans today or you're going to be out and about somewhere doing something, you might dodge a couple of raindrops, but most of that is going to be actually down over the Cape. So it's essentially, Lane, what you see now or what you did see as the sun was coming up. Obviously, we didn't see the sun, but as it got bright, is what you're going to get today. Cloudy skies, again, maybe a few glimpses of sun later on today. By the way, the sun sets. How about the darkness in the late afternoon? Is this your favorite time of year for the late afternoon sunsets?
I like it, actually, because I'm getting used to the term, you know, like when it gets really, really dark and then it starts to get darker and then you come home and then the next day when you wake up in the morning, it's starting to get lighter. So I like driving. I actually like driving to work when it's light out, not dark out.
Yeah. Well, we have today the official sunrise. Again, obviously, we didn't see it, but the official sunrise today was about 7:15. And the sunset today, late this afternoon, will be 4:15. So, but the good news is we're about 3 weeks away from the sun starting to go the other way. We talk about this every year. As far as I'm concerned, and others somewhat agree with me, I think, once we get towards late December, just after Christmas, you notice the change in the daylight starting to increase again late in the afternoon. So we're a few weeks away from that. But certainly, again, a lot of clouds today. And tomorrow, finally, we're going to see a good dose of sunshine mixed with some puffy clouds, breezy out of the northwest. By the way, highs this afternoon in the low, I should say upper 40s, low to mid 40s tomorrow, breezy, but at least it'll be a little more in the way of sunshine. And then we'll get the week off to a pretty good start Monday, mostly sunny. So if you have some plans then, maybe doing some shopping on Monday or maybe going over to La Salette, which, as you've mentioned and others have mentioned, during the weekdays, it's somewhat quieter there. It's not as crowded. Monday, beautiful. Should be nice into the evening. Highs on Monday should be in the mid-40s. Now, the big story next week, not that it's anything real serious, but we're going to have a couple of storms headed our way Tuesday night and then again on Thursday. So that could contain strong winds and maybe some heavy downpours. That wouldn't be, though, until Tuesday night. So, again, I would say even though today isn't bright sunny, it's not that bad weather-wise. Little or no rain, just a few raindrops. Tomorrow, not bad for outdoor shopping or indoor shopping or wherever. Whatever you want to do, and then Monday and Tuesday, starting to see the increase in clouds. By the way, the next full moon is on the 13th. You know what the name of this one is, Elaine?
Let's see.
The full blank moon. What do you think it is? December. December 13th.
Let's see. Not the equinox. wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. The Christmas tree. Moon.
that appropriately, they should have something to do with
Santa
Christmas,
moon.
With
this. Reindeer moon.
Well, it's the full cold moon this year.
Oh.
Although I think they should have the full cold moon in January.
Yes. January
is usually our coldest month. But no, yeah, the full cold moon. And by the way, by that time, we may have seen our first snowfall. Now, there have been a few flakes. Did you see any snow the other day, a couple of flakes falling in the sky?
Yeah, I kind of thought that it was snowing, yeah. But then I thought, was that rain? Or I wasn't sure.
Yeah, about 10 o'clock on 2 days ago, 10 o'clock in the morning, I was here at Mansfield at the CVS, and I got out of my car, and for about 1 minute, it was snowing,
mm-hmm.
And then it stopped, and that's it. But I bring that up because we look like we have our first chance of maybe getting some snow that might even dust the ground, perhaps around December 5th or maybe a few days after that. Eventually, we're going to have to get something, obviously. But certainly no snow for the rest of this month of November, which, of course, ends on Wednesday. Can you believe December 1st is this next Thursday coming up?
I know.
It's actually going to be a warm start to December for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, get this, Elaine, possibly on Thursday, next Thursday, December 1st, we could make a run at 60 degrees.
Wow,
that is amazing, isn't that?
It is, but then again, you remember the last couple of Christmases we've had warm weather, too, almost record-breaking temperatures around Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Of course, December 1st is not Christmas, but we are going to get warm for a time the middle of next week, but also windy and wet. So you want to stay tuned to all the forecasts over the coming days. But overall, things are looking good. And I know you like to ask about the tropics because We're still in the hurricane season officially until November 30th. So
wow.
Wednesday is the official last day of the hurricane season. And guess what? We have a storm that crossed from the Southwest Caribbean into the Pacific near Costa Rica and Nicaragua. It actually, unfortunately, killed a few people, but it was Otto, O-T-T-O. That hopefully will be the last storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And again, it has now moved into the Pacific, south of the Mexican, southeast Mexican coast there. But, yeah, we still have we had a hurricane actually 2 days ago. I say we had. It was in the Atlantic. It wasn't obviously affecting the United States, but just an indication that we're still in the hurricane season. But that's it. Hopefully that'll be the end of it for until next year.
Wow, that seems so unbelievable. And just so you know, Jim, I mean, how's the best way to contact you to let me know that? Because your email keeps bouncing back to me.
And I don't know why that is.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
You know what? Send me something again.
Okay.
Maybe just after the show, and I'll check the computer again and see, because you know my address,
you're
doing it all small letters, right? You're not doing caps or anything, right?
I'll have to double check because it's from my work address, but I certainly will try, but it keeps bouncing back, and I thought, my God.
It's the one, it's got the weather with the Z in it, you know that one, and it's the Yahoo account. try it again, and I'll send you something back, because you still have your same account, right?
I do. Yes, please do. And then that way maybe I can do that. Yeah. If not, I'll contact you.
I haven't been trying to avoid you or anything. No, that makes sense, though, that since I haven't heard, it's because something's wrong with my account. Again, I do get email from others.
Yeah.
Or the usual things from stores and spam and everything. Yeah. You get more spam than you get anything else, it seems. But,
right.
But yeah, try that. And again, you'll be on next week.
We're going to be on for all the month of December. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
The only exception is I think I might do a pre-recorded show on December 24th.
Well, that makes sense. That's the 4 weeks from today. Yeah. So
I think yes, going forward, absolutely, and on the 31st as well, we'll be live. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'll end on this. And again, cloudy today, a little couple of raindrops, and then a little bit brighter tomorrow. Were you saying at Wrentham it was a real crowded mess over there?
Yeah, I generally try to go shopping the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because figuring people would be preparing their meals for the next day. And I can always zoom in and zoom out, but this year everybody had the same idea. I think because everybody had their advertisements ahead of time, people were going up and getting those pre-Friday sales, and they were giving them the pre-Black Friday sales, they were giving them away. So, I mean, everybody was pouring into the Wrentham outlets. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But I got in, got out. It was awesome. So I told...
Hey, as long as you got most of your shopping done. You know, one of the early ones, I know there are some people, like Paul Healy tells me, the day he shops is the 23rd of December every year. He gets it all done 2 days before Christmas Day. So.
You got to love him, that's for sure. That's great.
All right, well, Elaine, good talking with you and Mike. And again, it gets brighter tomorrow, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.
Sounds wonderful. Have a great week, and thanks so much, Jim. Take care.
Okay, Elaine.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wow, no snow this week. This is really amazing. This is really amazing that we're not getting any snow. I'm surprised.
I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not complaining either. That's a good thing. Before we go to break, I just wanted to mention again that Attleboro residents, there's a parking ban effective this Thursday, December 1st. Make sure that you don't park any side streets or anything, or you will be getting a ticket. They say that the ban is on from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m., and it goes right through till March 31st. So it's a city ordinance. Please make sure that you abide by that, and don't park on the streets because the plows and everything. So anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine the Roach. We're taking our last break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
popular historian and speaker Dr. Gary Highlander will be back this December at Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro for a three-part series on John Marshall and the Supreme Court. The series will take place on three consecutive Thursdays, December 1st, 8th, and 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. Justice John Marshall was the longest-serving Chief Justice and a member of the court for over 30 years. Many of his decisions are still having an effect today. Dr. Highlander's talks are popular and fill up fast, so register early. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
The Beard Gallery at Wheaton College will exhibit Allison Bianco, Atlantic Time, from December 1st to February 22nd. Allison Bianco is a printmaker who mines her experiences on New England waterways to create a series of vibrant, evocative prints that speak about nostalgia. Wheaton will host a gallery opening and reception on Thursday, December 1st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. in the Haas Concourse and Lobby in the Watson Fine Arts Building. For more information about the exhibition, visit wheatoncollege.edu/gallery. Clean out your closet and share the warmth. Duffy Pool Funeral Home is conducting their second annual coat drive from November 1st through December 16th. Donations of new or gently used coats can be dropped off 7 days a week at Duffy Pool Funeral Home's Winter Coat Bin, located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro. All donated winter coats will be given out at the St. Joseph's Food Cellar the week of December 20th through the 30th to families in need this winter. Sturdy Memorial Hospital will be holding a blood drive in partnership with the Rhode Island Blood Center on Thursday, December 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the hospital auditorium. Each donation you make can treat up to 3 people and will help alleviate the region's seasonal blood shortage. Donating regularly is something we can do to ensure blood is always available the instant it is needed. To schedule an appointment for the Sturdy Memorial Blood Drive, call 508-236-8555 or visit sturdymemorial.org.
The Attleboro Arts Museum is showing its annual members exhibition from December 9th to February 2nd with an opening reception on December 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. Over 350 works of art by the museum's member artists will be exhibited in the Altmar Gallery. Guest juror Judith Klein of Judith Klein Art Gallery in New Bedford will judge the work and award outstanding artists at the opening reception. The reception and the entire run of the exhibit is free and open to the public. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sometimes the love won't let go. Hard as I try, I know it shows. Everybody's telling me you'll be over her.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we have so many things to go out and about with. You know, just keep in mind that La Salette Shrine, 5 p.m., go up there. It's a free event and see over 500,000 lights, and it is just going to be so phenomenal to do that. So take the family, go out there. There's a lot of store. Actually, there is a store that's open there inside, and you can go there and have some hot chocolate and buy all kinds of different unique things as well. I wanted to get to some of the church bazaars that are happening in the area because, man, there are tons of them. And today, St. Mary's on Park Street in North Attleboro has the Festival of Trees from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay, that was Friday. Sorry, guys. This is very early in the morning here.
Got to get another cup of coffee.
Yeah, I plan to, let me tell you. But today it is starting. It has. It's beginning at 9 o'clock. I apologize again. It's just been a long morning. Anyway, they have homemade crafts and knitted items. And, oh, my goodness, holiday wreaths. I love that. It's just so great. Decorations you can buy, raffle baskets. Oh, they have a candy table and reading material and kids' room and goodies and The kitchen has all kinds of different baked goods and, oh, French meat pies, too. Woohoo! All right, so that's today. The North Attleboro Historic Society on North Washington Street at the, this is interesting, Second Chance Sale and Open House from 10 a.m. to 2. And, again, they have estate jewelry. They have holiday decorations, books, and they say an elegant white elephant. It's not really an elephant. It's just used stuff that people are donating to this good cause. North Attleboro Council on Aging on Elm Street in North Attleboro has their holiday bazaar from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. New and gently used items. They have a bake sale. Santa and Mrs. Claus is there from 10 to 11 for photo ops. They have coffee and donuts. And everything is for sale. So they even have a food truck by Mickey G's. And so that would be a fun thing. And also at the Attleboro Elks, this is a big one, on Main Street in Attleboro, the Craft and Vendor Show from 10 to 3 p.m. It's free admission. This is great. I plan on going to this a little bit later because this has outstanding, unique items for Christmas. Oh, if you're looking for a unique present, go to the Attleboro Elks. This is really, really an interesting show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And let's see what else we got. Oh, the holiday fair at Briggs Nursery. And that started yesterday. Oh, no, it started today from 10 to 4. It's today and tomorrow. And they have glass, art, wood, fiber, ceramics, jewelry, photography, candles, soaps, and unique cards. And for the kids, they have free face painting. So it's 2 days of fine arts and crafts in the beautiful Briggs Nursery. And they always decorate this so beautifully. So if you have a chance to do that, go up to Briggs Nursery. You can pick up plants, but also check out the holiday fair. It is one of the best in the area as well. The annual Rhode Island Foundry Artist Show and Sale is December 1st. That's Friday from 4 to 9, and it's on Pawtucket Armory on Exchange Street in Pawtucket. The grand opening is December 1st with live music, refreshments, silent auction, and donated artwork. And it has, of course, everything you want to have. Admission is free, and parking is free as well. So check that out this Thursday. So there's a lot of things going out and about. And I think the best thing, it's my number one pick of the weekend would be to see La Salette Shrine. Although I am going to go to two of these holiday fairs in between house hunting. I have a couple of houses that I want to look at today. And so in between everything else, but I do want to say, with just a few more minutes left, I want to wish my twin sons happy birthday. Happy birthday, Keith and Christopher. And yeah, I won't tell you how old they are because they'll kill me. But but what I do is, and I set my alarm for 10:26, and I call Keith and sing happy birthday to him. And then 10:28, I call Christopher and sing happy birthday to him. And I've been doing that since they went off to college. And I still do it to this day. And my daughter's birthday's not until March, and she was born like 8:06. So my three kids, when the phone rings on that particular time, none of them answer the phone because they want to hear me singing my rendition of happy birthday to you. So when you have children, Mike's looking at me, I said, so if you have children, this is something that you should plan on doing, because it really, they get a kick out of it, and they still do, and they're all married and have kids of their own.
What's your version of happy birthday sound like?
No. We're not going there, because dogs will howl and cats will will claw to get out of the house if they hear my voice singing. But that's the fun of it. That's really the fun of it. So, but it feels good to be back. Thanks for your patience, folks, and listening to our shows. We've had Tom Rafferty, which I'd really like to thank him for filling in, and Mike came on, and really do appreciate it while I was away. And just to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 a.m. to noon. Our show, Out and About, on Saturday is from 7 to 8, and Dave Kane will be on from 9 to noon. So again, happy birthday, Keith and Christopher. And I will be seeing each of them at some point, either today or tomorrow, depending, because my son Keith works so many hours and so many days. But just want to make sure that they are remembered. So anyway, I appreciate you listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and we will be back again live next week. And we thank you for listening to WARA 1320. And we'll leave you with our final song for just one more song. And enjoy your day. Whatever you do, get out and about and make it a good day and make it a good week. And we'll see you back here next Saturday. Take it away, Mike.
Try to